to see and listen to, do remember and accept. I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words.
Morning, everyone. Today we're doing a one-day sitting. So I thought what we would do this morning is I'm going to talk a little bit about listening, what listening means, and how that's a Zazen practice. And then I'm hoping that we can have some discussion about what Zazen is for us, and questions and thoughts about this remarkable practice. Before we do that, however, I put a note at the top of my notes here to remember all the people, beings that are suffering because of the fires and hurricanes and floods and, you know, everything. So, you know, when we do our Zazen practice, we do it not for ourselves. We include ourselves. We are included in it. But also, we reach out to connect ourselves with all beings. And right now, I don't know about you, but I have friends and family that are endangered and lost, you know. The grapevines are threatened. The animals are, their pasture land is burnt up and they'll need lots and lots of feed for a long time. So let's hold, throughout the day, let's hold all these beings in our hearts and extend out respect and honor and encouragement, and to all those that are actively working to protect them and feed them and bring them peace. Let's send whatever juice we've got to Puerto Rico, Napa, and Sonoma, and Houston, still. And so, I thought I've been very busy lately and really pretty tired, and so I've been thinking about what it means to rest and what it means to listen. Not just to other people, but to ourselves, to our bodies, our hearts, our deepest intention. I was thinking about today and all the things that, I don't know about you, but I've got a list about that long. And the phrase that came to mind was taking time. And I thought, how ridiculous is that? How do we take time? And then we often say we take time out of our lives to sit Zazen or whatever. You know, we take time out of our lives. Like, really? Like, how do you take time? And what's your life if it's not... How is Zazen taking time away from your life? How do you define your life? So what's inside our lives? What's outside our lives? Or we say we spend time on something, which commodifies our life, right? Well, I've got this much and I'm going to spend it on this. And I mean, you know, in a way it makes sense. We have to allocate time for different things. But this idea of spending our lives, you know, I've talked about the Fowler question. What are we spending our lives for? But then I thought, well, what's an alternative? And an alternative is giving, right? We give time. give energy. That still implies a kind of duality, but a little bit more generosity to it, don't you think? Feelings a little more inclusive. So when we do Zazen, when we do a one-day sitting, when we do, we give our presence, we give our respect, we give our kindness, we give our curiosity, we give life to our lives. So in doing that, we step out of this commodification of our lives. Right? In Zazen, we step out of that. That's not what it's about. What a great Jewish religious philosopher, and Abraham Heschel, spoke of often of the Sabbath. And he made the point that he said, we are not, the Sabbath is not made for us, we are made for the Sabbath. So that means, If you say, oh, you're going to take a day of rest in order to work harder the next day, that tells you something. That's the way many people think of day off. Certainly the way I think about it a lot. But if we turn it around and say, when we stop, when we step into this other realm, we're actually remembering who we are. We're remembering what we're made for. So sesshin, the word sesshin means to gather the mind or heart. Means to gather. So usually we often say sesshin is, people think of a 7 days, this arduous, you know, you start at 4:30 in the morning and you go to 10 o'clock at night and it's, you know. Sesshin means to gather the mind, to gather the heart, to step into a space in which you're not commodifying your life or anyone else's life too. You're stopping, you're presencing, you're taking a posture of welcoming, of listening. This is not the doing attitude. It's a returning and entrustment. We're entrusting ourselves totally, or as much as we can manage in any moment, to this moment. So we say we listen in the, we take the posture of listening, the posture of attending, not like, not anxious attending, but entrustment. Dogen said in the Ehe Kosu Hotsukamam, we vow together with all beings from this life on throughout numerous lives or countless lives not to fail to hear the true Dharma. We vow together with all beings from this life on throughout countless lives not to fail to hear the true Dharma, not to hear the true Dharma. So what is it to hear the true Dharma? But one way is to listen to Dharma talks and all of that. But it's another way of describing Zazen. To take that posture of listening. Being present. Really present. St. Benedict, I've quoted St. Benedict before. He's one of my favorite guys. Said, listen carefully, my child, to my instructions and attend to them with the ear of your heart. Attend to them with the ear of your heart. So I think this is another way of describing Zazen. You attend to all that arises with the ear of your heart. This is an act of generosity. It's an act of giving. We listen in order to gather. We listen in order to become the ear of the heart. We listen in order to return to the vital interdependence of what we are, which is a kind of harmony. It's a harmony that includes disharmony. So it's not like tidy. It's more like John Cage than right? It's like when we chant, we always want to make it sound so nice and tidy, but actually vital chanting includes voices that if we just let go with our own voice, something happens that has a certain kind of harmony to it, even though some of us may be apparently off in left field someplace. That's the harmony we're talking about. This is this one taste or one note of Zen. So true listening requires that we drop our preconceived ideas. So when we sit down, we think, oh, I know what Zazen is. Zazen is peaceful, right? Or what else? Peaceful. I never have a thought about my grocery list. I'm always completely attendant to my breath, my postures, you know. And then often we'll think the person next to us, like at Tassajara, you sit 5 days of Tagaryo, it's called. And inevitably, everybody always thinks that the person next to them never moved. Oh, that person next to me is always still. And they're thinking the same thing about you, right? Unless you're like totally flopping around. So Zazen requires us to drop that again and 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 really listen. Take the posture of the ear of the heart. Listen with tenderness and respect. You know, when you get carried away, you're carried away. Okay. Then you come back. So we keep returning, returning, returning. The good news about going away is that when you go away as if you could go anywhere, you have the opportunity to practice kind and respectful effort to bring back, right? So there's no getting away from practice. You're either fully present, which is great when it happens, or you're off, and then guess what? You have the opportunity to come back, either way. You're deepening your vow. You're deepening your sense of attention and aliveness. You're deepening your capacity to drop these preconceived notions and simply be here. This kind of listening is requires courage, right? It requires courage and it requires confidence. And it builds courage and it builds confidence. This, in the Lotus Sutra, talks about how the Bodhisattva gives fearlessness. So there's something fearless and courageous about saying, just as I am, not somebody else. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to be present for this moment. I know that I'm going to see things I don't like. In fact, the good news is I'm going to continue to see things that I don't like. It's not like you keep practicing and it gets better. You keep practicing and you see more and more and more, right? And your heart breaks sometimes. As you see the suffering world. But the capacity to be there grows too. And we grow in wisdom and compassion. And we fall down and we get cranky and then we grow. This is fearlessness. This is courage. This is confidence. Shin. So we give this to ourselves when we sit down. The capacity to not turn away, to stay present for what's happening just as it is. The courage to build intimacy with one's own being and with the condition of reality, with our human condition, with our world's condition. This is Kito Sensei, one of the nuns that's in Paula Arai's work, describes this as Fudo heart. Fudo heart. So Fudo, I didn't bring a picture, but we don't have Fudo here. Fudo is this fierce visage. Fudo is like teeth pointing up and down and flames and there's usually flames all around him, and he has a rope. And it's like the rope is there to lasso you and bring you back. And he's like, you know, have you seen those images of fierce? Well, that's Fudo. Fudo is a representation of compassion. Fudo is unshakability, absolute stability, absolute commitment to compassion and presence. So Fudo heart is very fierce ability to just stay no matter what with this fiercely kind, responsive, attentive way of being. Kito Sensei also said, an accepting heart is fearless. Right? Mm-hmm. So when you sit down and you accepting does not mean, oh, it's all okay. It means this is the dignified activity of a Buddha, right? This is what is in this moment. This is what is in this moment. This is what is. Our fearlessness gives us the capacity to see all of it. To not be thrown off, to sit like Fudo. So we ask ourselves when we sit down, how? Oh, I remember. I was taught how. Somebody said, sit down on a chair or on a cushion, arrange your body, sit with confidence, attend to this moment. That's how. In Zazen, that's how. When we're at work, there's a different how. Not completely different, but oh, right. I remember. The I remember is Fudo's voice. The I remember is the one we can count on. The I remember brings us back. There's a kind of aliveness to it, right? There's a kind of perkiness. Like, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember. Right, right. In that I remember, that dynamic I remember, we touch the stillness that is like way deeper than us. We can rest in that stillness that's like, you know, kind of way deeper than us. So we listen with the ear of the heart. We remember. We attend. We become that ear of the heart. We become the one who was made for the Sabbath. We rest. We are curious. Right? We listen. We listen. We listen. Doing Kinyin, walking meditation, we listen. Can hear. I mean, literally, can hear other people walking. We can hear our thoughts thinking. We can sometimes hear our heart beating. We can hear our breath. And with that deeper form of listening, we hear ourselves. We listen ourselves. We remember ourselves back to the stability of Fudo. So those are my thoughts today about Zazen. About what it can be for us, how we want to recall ourselves to this reality of our lives in a very concrete way, right in this body, in this mind,